councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken, and no one will be able to be off. We're going to take all the guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Is global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank was in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. This is what we have in store for you for this January 9th, 2013 edition.
Tonight, Alex Jones creates a mainstream media firestorm in the wake of his appearance on CNN's Piers Morgan show. Then, Vice President Joe Biden says President Obama is considering taking executive action to restrict the Second Amendment. Plus, a YouTube gun channel boss is found shot dead on a rural Georgia road. That's coming up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
And welcome back. Now, first of all, this may be your first time watching the InfoWars Nightly News. We've had thousands of people literally join our YouTube site since Monday, not just since then, but especially when Alex was on the Piers Morgan show. Then you can see the YouTube channel right there, nearly 350,000 subscribers, and that's our YouTube channel. Definitely check that out. Take advantage of everything on there, including our side channels. So you know that it's not just the Alex Jones main channel. You also have Alex Jones HD, and if you scroll down, you can see that there's my channel right there, InfoWars Headline HD. All of our various reporters have their own channels. So you can go on there, you can see exclusive content that's not necessarily on our show, not necessarily on the Alex Jones main page, but there's a lot of stuff there, a lot of good stuff, so definitely check that out. And if you want to support us, if you want to see more of what we do, if you want to see our archives, go to prisonplanet.tv. We have a $39.95 new subscription, there it is right there. New membership special for the new year. So all you new fans, all you new listeners, if you want to hear what Alex Jones is talking about, because there's been a lot of talk, Alex Jones, you believe this, Alex Jones, you believe that, you can go right there and find out what Alex believes. And if we can go to the movie section, you guys can check out all of our movies so you can see what we talk about. You can check out Strategic Relocation and all these other films that we have. These things are free. Well, not free. They come with a subscription. There's no additional fee when you get the subscription. And we also have a 15-day free trial. So just check it out. Give it a look. If it's something you like, hey, stay here. You know, if nothing else, check out the YouTube page. And we do welcome all of our new viewers. Top story headline. Biden says Obama to use executive action to restrict Second Amendment. Let's take a look at this article right here. The president is going to act, said Biden. There are executive orders. There's executive action that can be taken. As the president said, if your actions result in only saving one life, they're worth taking. Those are strong words from Mr. Biden, particularly about saving a life, because that interests me very much. For our new viewers, the Obama administration, it's not just Obama, various presidents as well, but they use different things, they're different ways to eliminate people, and a big one of Obama's preference is drones. Now, in Pakistan, for example, this is just one of many examples, the Pakistan Interior Minister says that 80% of people killed by drones in Pakistan were non-combatants, civilians. So, which is say, let's say the guy is exaggerating by a whopping 30%. That would still mean that half the people killed by drones in Pakistan were non-combatants. So, Mr. Biden, I definitely think if that's an action worth taking to eliminate drone deaths, definitely unnecessary deaths there. But not to get away of the gun issue, we have plenty of talk on that, and we'll get into that. So let's move on to our next article. Alex Jones may be the king of conspiracy. No surprise. This is from CNN. Now, this has highlights such as Alex Jones espouses conspiracy theories. He says he believes that bankers want to have some type of dominion, and he also supported the Branch Davidian Church. Now, that last one is a half-truth. Yes, he did support them to an extent. He helped them rebuild their facility after the Waco incident back in 1993. Alex Jones and some other good Samaritans went out to help them rebuild their compound, and I don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, I'm a Christian, but if my Muslim neighbor is starving, I'll give him something to eat. So I don't see any reason why Alex Jones can't support something like the Branch Davidians to help them have some place to live. What's wrong with that? But the spin doctor's hard at work at CNN, and we got plenty more articles. And once again, if you want to see what Alex Jones really thinks, if you want to see what we think, check out the YouTube channels. Many of the videos are there, and all the stuff is on PrisonPlanet.tv. Next story. Alex Jones challenges Piers Morgan to moderate a debate. Now, this is something I really would like to see happen. If we can go to that graphic right there. Media focus following the initial face-off on CNN has predictably been centered around Jones's aggressive rant on the Second Amendment, with virtually zero attention paid to the facts brought up by both Jones and Morgan. Yes, Morgan did have a few facts. Alex got a few factoids wrong, and as we'll talk about here in a little bit, even some of Piers Morgan's facts were wrong. Well, the few he was able to squeak out. But yes, Alex Jones has challenged them to a moderated debate. I'm sure it'd be on CNN. I'm sure they have one of their hosts or somebody who's in bed with them moderated. I seriously doubt you'll see me or Rob Dew or somebody else moderating this debate. But definitely exciting. I definitely hope Pierce will accept his invitation. And I'd like to say to Pierce and all those at CNN, if you want to see, not just a debate, but if you want to see Alex Jones with Pierce Morgan again, Pierce, why don't you come down here to Texas? Interviews are bigger in Texas, just like everything else. Bring you down here, give you some good barbecue, let you pop off a few rounds from a 223. We may be able to dig out the old 50 cal and head out to the range. So come on down to Texas and have yourself a time, Mr. Morgan. Next story. Piers Morgan and guests discuss shooting Alex Jones. Well, maybe you shouldn't book your plane ticket just yet, Piers. Now, this came about somebody by the name of Buzz Bissinger. I believe he's a sports columnist for the Daily Beast. Said he wants to challenge, he said that Pierce should challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic rifle that you can get legally and pop him. That's a direct quote. And you can see all the people having good laughs about the issue. All these people who think that you shouldn't have a gun, or at least this type of weapon, but they are very amused at the thought of somebody being shot with one. Maybe not the lady in the red. She looks pretty serious. But anyway, laughing girl on the end, she's having a good old time thinking about fantasizing about somebody being shot with a 223 round. And actually, we have a video of Aaron Dykes breaking down this situation, so let's look at that video now.
Aaron Dykes here for Infowars.com. This gun control debate is reaching dangerous proportions. Last night, Alex Jones debated Piers Morgan on CNN. Tonight, all they can do is talk about the reaction, and on Piers Morgan's program, they talk about they hope Alex's children don't die. Now, Alex was sitting at home with his family and children. They were freaked out and terrorized by those comments, but the program went on to even more outrageous points. Buzz Bissinger, a sports columnist for the Daily Beast, chimed in and said that he thinks the only reason for a semi-automatic weapon is so that Piers Morgan can go in the ring and, quote, pop Alex Jones with that weapon. And then all the guests go on to laugh about it.
I don't care what the justification is that you're allowed in this country to own a semi-automatic weapon, much less a handgun. But what do you need a semi-automatic automatic weapon for. The only reason I think you need it is, Pierce, challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
I'll borrow my brother's uniform.
Now, without a doubt, this was a veiled threat. But just imagine if Alex Jones or anyone else made these comments, they'd be arrested immediately, and yet here they are saying them with impunity. Remember, there's been threats against NRA board members, you name it, in the past. These authoritarians don't want peace. They want control, and they're showing it here. Get this out immediately. Signing off for InfoWars.com.
So there you see. You saw the full clip for yourself. I mean, there's just a piece out of the broadcast, but you can watch the whole broadcast. I'm sure many people have it different places. But yeah, it's all fun and games. And we've seen this with the NRA after the Sandy Hook shooting. People made jokes. Well, not necessarily jokes. Some people made what I believe legitimate threats against the lives of the NRA, and not only the NRA, but their children. So the people who say we shouldn't have these guns because we might hurt somebody or ourselves are just going to take the matter all out of our hands and just shoot us with these guns. But I don't think Alex has too much to worry about, because I'm sure these people don't have such a weapon. And, you know, with recent gun sales, you can't go out and buy it. AR-15, those things are gone. And I think even Bushmaster is like 6 months backed up. But that's what they do. I can't have a gun, but they'll shoot me with it. Let's move on to our next topic. Now, there's a lot of things going on in the news media. Several we've seen, Piers Morgan, this particular one about John Stewart. So I'll let Mr. Stewart speak for himself. So let's look at that clip.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
Holy No one's taking away all the guns.
Now, I did have to laugh at that, because he did have a good reaction. But my concern is the people who just may watch John Stewart and may not be adept of other issues in the world think that's a real argument. And I hate to get on here and call out guys like John Stewart, guys like Bob Costas a few weeks ago, because these are guys I've watched for years and I respect their work. But you have to, you know, call a spade a spade. He's saying nobody wants to take your guns. In presidential debates with Mitt Romney, Barack Obama admitted he wants to take your guns. Senator, that may be more accurate, Dianne Feinstein admits she wants to take your gun. This Illinois Senate, twice in 1 week, I believe, even on a Sunday, came in and tried to take people's guns. Not just high capacity, quote, assault rifles. They're not even assault rifles, because that's a fully automatic rifle, but also things as simple as pump action shotguns. That's right. I don't know if that thing scrolls down or not, but they say they want to take your pump action shotguns in Illinois. People, now there it is. I see it right there. Just go back up. Go back just a little bit. I see it in the middle of the screen. Yes, it's near the picture. I see the word pump action. But anyway, you can see it all right there. We have many other lists. We have done many other articles about it. So Mr. Stewart, and John Stewart's a smart guy. He's not dumb. He's politically savvy, socially savvy. So the only thing I can come out with is he's just trying to disinform people. And once again, I hate to call people out like that, but that's how I see it. The guy's a smart guy. He knows what's going on in the world. And so those are just a few. Dianne Feinstein, Barack Obama, the Illinois Senate. They are trying to take your guns. We talked about it right here. InfoWars magazine. He wants to take your guns. This man wants your guns. I believe we are sold out of this issue. You may still get it if you have a subscription. But other than that, I think we are out of it. But in here, just pages and pages of why this man wants your guns, how he plans to get them. And this is before, the writing at least was done before the Sandy Hook massacre. So, yeah, we are on record saying that that man wants your guns. He definitely does. So, Mr. Stewart, please inform people properly. Next story. Now, this is from Salon. This is another in a scene of trendy publications, websites saying that you should turn in your guns and you're crazy if you don't want to give up your rights and all these things. But this particular article is titled, Alex Jones Brings the Crazy to Piers Morgan. Now, the article starts out talking about how Alex refused to take off his shoes at the airport, which is something many people do. They don't like the harassment at the airport. They don't want to take off their shoes. They opt out of the, they don't want to be patted down. They don't want to go through the scanner. Even myself, going through the airport, I opt out of the body scanner and I have to get patted down. Now, this is my real life situation. And we all know when you go to the airport, you're supposed to take off your belt. Well, I don't wear skinny jeans. So when I get up and I take off my belt and I do this, my pants fall down and the TSA screener gets mad at me because my pants fall down. Now, I don't sag. I don't wear big, you know, baggy jeans, but, you know, skinny jeans aren't my scene. So my pants have a little bit of give to them and it's stuff like that. So I don't like taking off my belt. He doesn't like taking off his shoes, but, you know, I guess this guy thought it was something worthy to bring up. But anyway, this article goes on to say they have a transcript from Real Clear Politics, and there's 5 points, I believe, listed here. There are two that I'll address here briefly, and the guy talks about these are the craziest highlights of the Piers Morgan interview. So I'll look at this first one. Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, you name it, brag that they are going to get our guns. And it goes on to there to list factual things such as the U.S. government buying 1.6 billion bullets. Even Glenn Beck has talked about that, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. Armored vehicles, tanks, helicopters, Predator drones that are armed and being used to arrest people in North Dakota. Now, I'm sure these are things you're not used to hearing on your mainstream networks such as CNN, but these things are all real, all factual. Infowars.com. You can find something for everything listed here, especially the bullets. We talk about this all the time. Now, our second one, the Second Amendment isn't there for duck hunting. It's there to protect us from tyrannical government and street thugs. Oh, I'm blocking the camera here. This is true as well. Many people think that the Second Amendment is just for duck hunting or, you know, going out and shooting watermelons and different things like that. This is actually a printout. You know, I couldn't print the salon page to my specifications, but this is accurate. What's taken here is taken verbatim from the page. So people say, you have no right to defend yourself. And it says here, this is a quote from Alex Jones, it's there to protect us from a tyrannical government and street thugs, which it is. Also, I mean, that is a worst case scenario that you may have to fight your own gun. That's worst case scenario. But ultimately, it is there for that reason. It's not just to keep a gun locked in your cabinet, in your house. It's to protect yourself from street thugs and also from a tyrannical government. So that is accurate. So the author of this piece, I'm not exactly sure what you're talking about. And there are some other things he talks about, you know, Alex Jones, when he made the comment about chimpanzees dancing on a pin or whatever it was. But anyway, the stuff he did talk about was factual and accurate. So that is just another piece of trendy propaganda. And here's another one. This out of Christian Science Monitor. Now, I have nothing against the organization itself, but they have this article, Piers Morgan versus Alex Jones on gun control. Who won wild debate? Now, this is a horribly mistitled article, from my opinion. The article spends most of its time talking about how the Alex Jones petition to have Piers Morgan deported for coming against the Second Amendment. Now, Piers Morgan came out and said, doesn't he have a right to freedom of speech? And I don't have a problem with Piers Morgan's freedom of speech, but as a British citizen, he's not protected under the Bill of Rights. And I did sign the petition to deport Piers Morgan, and I want to tell you exactly why here on record. Initially, I wasn't too keen on it. I mean, I had no problem with other people signing it, but, you know, at first I was somewhat ignorant of the fact that, you know, as a British citizen, the First Amendment did not apply to him. But it went a step further when Piers Morgan sent out a tweet, and I believe this was in the petition's infancy. And he said, 3,000 people, I think that's what the count was at the time, 3,000 people want me deported for my beliefs. That means everybody else in America wants me to stay. Now, I'm not trying to kick Piers Morgan out. I'm not trying to, you know, throw him out like on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. But I didn't want Piers Morgan to be mistaken into thinking that I wanted him here. Once again, I'm not telling him he has to get out, but I don't want him to think I want him here. So I signed a petition to say, hey, I'm not saying I want you here. You can stay if you want, but I'm not asking for your appearance. And it goes on to talk about Alex Jones. He's ranting about this or that. They don't really back up anything with factual information. They just take his quotes and don't really explain his beliefs. But like I said, we have many new viewers, so you can go look all this stuff up, the Alex Jones YouTube page and also Infowars.com, and hopefully we won't see too many, well, I'm sure we will see more, but nothing prominent like on the page of Yahoo like this particular article was. Now, plenty of disinformation out there, but I don't say one guy, but one guy prominently is Mr. Ben Swan, and he has an article here. Ben Swan destroys Piers Morgan's anti-gun argument. Now, as I said, Alex Jones and Piers Morgan both threw out some factual information. Alex Jones may have been wrong, you know, as far as certain numbers of people, and Piers Morgan was as well. But Mr. Ben Swan breaks it down both sides' arguments and tells you that Britain is not as safe as people think it is. As Alex Jones pointed out, yes, they have less gun violence because they have less guns. Just like if you live in a small town, you probably have less car wrecks because you have small cars. But Mr. Swan breaks this down quite nicely, so let's take a look at this, and you can see, I guess, somebody impartial, what they think about it. So let's take a look.
Last night on CNN's Piers Morgan Tonight, Morgan interviewed radio host Alex Jones. And to say it was wild, well, that would be an understatement. The U.S., despite being number one in gun ownership, is number 28 in gun homicide. EU named Britain as the most violent country in the EU. What we might learn is that violent crime is not the result of a gun or any tool. It is the result of the heart of men and women.
So there you go. And it's a longer video, and I definitely suggest you guys go watch the full thing. We just played a clip here for time constraints, but it's very accurate. It's very good. So you can see these facts and judge them for yourself. Alex Jones wasn't 100% right, but neither was Piers Morgan. As we keep pointing out, people who talk about the interview, they don't want to talk about the factual information that was put out. They just want to talk about Alex Jones freaking out and, you know, yelling and stuff, which he does on his normal show. So I don't know why people acting, oh my gosh, this guy's freaking out on TV. All right, so let's go to our next article. Was Piers Morgan involved in criminal hacking and fraudulent journalism? I didn't even know that was a question, but let's find out. Throughout his career, Morgan seems to have been involved in a litany of ethically questionable issues, but the latest involves charges stemming from his time as editor of Britain's Daily Mirror newspaper in 1995 through 2004. Reuters reported in late December that during this time, the paper may have engaged in phone hacking. This isn't the first time Morgan, who loves to sensationalize and embellish, has been at the center of journalistic ethics controversy, and it talks about he faked some pictures of British soldiers attacking Iraqi prisoners, and he goes on. There are many things listed here. We don't have time for all of them, but there's one thing in particular I would like to point out about this article. Later on in the article, it has some additional highlights, or as it says here, lowlights in Morgan's scandalous career. In 2002, he claimed that then British Prime Minister Tony Blair's wife was trying to get him fired. Now, this is where the hypocrisy comes in, because when Alex Jones says the government is trying to do something, oh, it's a conspiracy, it's not real, it's all these other things, it's fictional. But he can say, yes, this politician's wife, and she may be a politician herself, I don't really keep up with the matters over there, but this politician's wife is trying to get me fired. And so, you know, when we say something that's crazy, unfounded, but he can make such a claim, and that may very well be true, what Piers Morgan said. But when we say something, it's unfounded and crazy and kooky and all these other things. So we'll move on to our next article. MF Global judge nixes customer group's bid to dispose of Corzine. This is John the Slime Corzine, I guess, that he's become known. So let's take a look at this. A bankruptcy judge on Tuesday rejected a bid by former MF Global customers to dispose of collapsed brokerage's former chief, John Corzine. In a written ruling in the U.S. bankruptcy court in Manhattan, Judge Martin Glynn said that the Commodity Customer Coalition, which had sought the permission to question Corzine and another former MF Global insider, lacked standing because it is not a direct creditor in the case. The article goes on to call the group basically a watchdog. And now, I remember reporting on this probably when I first started here, not too long ago, and they were saying the FBI may investigate Corzine, and it's pretty much saying the same thing now. So from what, 6 months ago to now, It's still the FBI may look into it. And people say, if you're new to the scandal, people say, what do? They stole a lot of money from a lot of people. I don't have the exact numbers, and, you know, so I'm not going to go into what it was. There's a lot of money from a lot of people, including one Gerald Celente, who has been a guest on our show many, many times. Go dig in the archives, see what he has to say about it. Very smart guy, very sharp guy. They stole his money and many other people. So go look at that. In our last story, which is a very sad story, headline, Keith Ratliff dead. FPS Russia YouTube channel producer shot in apparent homicide, Georgia police say. Now let's take a look. A producer behind a popular gun enthusiast channel was found dead with a single gunshot wound to the head at his business last week. Now, for you guys who don't know, if you're watching this on YouTube, you probably do know about FPS Russia, which, in my opinion, is the best show on YouTube, hands down. I'm not just saying this because we're covering the story. I think it's the best show on YouTube. And the producer of the show was found shot dead. Bullets to the back of his head. Alex Jones had a special report. You can look more into that. He'll break it down in more detail. But it's a very sad case. I don't believe it says it in this particular article, but I've seen other reports where they said the guy was bound. He had firearms in his home, some of which had been customly modified, and, you know, he was found dead in his home. And many gun grabbers would say, well, this guy had all these guns and they didn't protect him. Well, all the guns don't always protect the military. All the guns don't always protect the police, but it doesn't mean that you don't have a right to own such a firearm. And in Mr. Ratliff's case, there's speculation maybe he knew the perpetrator, or maybe he was ambushed. You know, there's a lot of speculation. I definitely don't want to sour that with any speculation. But it's a very, very sad thing to see. I'd like to see FPS, the guy, I believe the main guy's, the host's name is Dimitri. I'd like to see him continue on and make his videos, and I'd like to talk to him right here on the InfoWars Nightly News. I definitely respect his time and in his morning. I'm not going to press the issue, but, you know, he's definitely welcome on the show when he gets some time. So, yeah, that's what it is. And we have this clip from Doug Hagman, who I believe this clip is from 2011. Doug Hagman, a guest on our show, says he has a high-ranking source that people in media, especially those who promote things such as gun activism, would be targeted. So let's take a look at this clip from Doug Hagman.
My source told me pretty much exactly what their plans are and what their contingency plans are. They've got plan A, B, C, and D, whereas one of my sources calls that a no single point failure. So they're going to come at us on multiple levels. It's just not going to be the legislative level. It's going to be through executive orders, through global initiatives, through health initiatives. It's really an insidious situation.
If the president is going to act, there are executive orders, executive action that can be taken. We haven't decided what that is yet.
And they're not only coming after the guns, Alex, they're coming after the mouthpieces. They're coming after the Alex Joneses of the world and Doug Hagmans and others who speak the truth.
Tonight, I'll go head to head with a man who actually wants to deport me for having these very views.
They are going to marginalize us before they take us down. They're going to make us look foolish, to make us look like fools on the internet before they pull the plug, obviously.
Now, the two men debated gun control. I'm not 100% sure, but I think Alex was the one who took the pro-gun position.
And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take off firearms. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand? Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns.
Holy No one's taking away all the guns.
According to my source, the very first people to be rounded up, the very first targets, if you will, on the radar of this regime are the people that are speaking the truth about what's taking place. Alex Jones, Doug Hagman, others like us who are getting to the heart of the matter. We are the targets for not only the censorship, but for what's coming after that. What's coming after that is the actual the physical part of it, to take us out of the fight before it really begins.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
Very interesting, Doug Hagman. And if you'd like to see more of that, full interviews, full archives, check out prisonplanet.tv. Now, before we end this segment, I was running on the treadmill this morning, and I saw something that caught my attention. I'm sure many of you guys have seen the Demand a Plan video with all the celebrities in it. And we here at InfoWars made our own Demand a Real Plan video, which, in my opinion, is better. But whatever, they beat us to the punch. They got the originality thing working for them. But one of the stars in the piece is one named Jeremy Renner. He was in the last Bourne movie. You guys may know him as Hawkeye from the Avengers. And my question to these celebrities was, I'm not saying he did this as a direct reaction to what I said, but I made a video with Melissa Melton where I challenged these celebrities to come out and tell what people what their plan really was. Because a lot of people jumped the gun and they said, celebrities for gun control and this and that. And my thing was like, what is your plan? I was curious to see. So one guy stepped up to the bat, Jeremy Renner, Hawkeye from the Avengers movie. And he had the clip. We couldn't find the clip. I was busy working on some other stuff this morning. I couldn't find the clip. But he basically said he himself is a proud gun owner. He's not trying to take guns away from anybody. Now, I didn't get to see the full explanation. He may be for different types of gun control. I'm not saying he is or he isn't. But I definitely respect Jeremy Renner for stepping up to the plate, especially on such a hot issue, and saying he doesn't want people disarmed. But I guess he does think some type of regulation is necessary. And so, I mean, I'm willing to hear somebody like that out. Now, on the flip side of that, I was also watching TV and I saw one Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, you guys probably seen the hypocrisy video where they show all these clips. Arnold Schwarzenegger wasn't in the Demand video, but they show all these mashup clips of these celebrities saying Columbine. They show them, you know, oozing down a bank. But when Arnold Schwarzenegger was on there talking about, no surprise, he doesn't think that violent movies encourage violent behavior. And I do agree with that. I don't believe that playing violent video games or watching violent movies makes you a violent person. But I think, you know, to get up there and make it something like a Demand video and say that we need to ban guns while you shoot people in movies is pretty is pretty goofy. But Arnold Schwarzenegger said, if we can throw that article back up, he blamed violent video games for violence, but not violent movies. So you see, so he tried to, well, I think he did ban violent video games, or at least put some restrictions on them while he was the governor, but violent movies are okay. So no violent video games, but violent movies. But as this article points out, when he got back on the acting scene, he said violent video games are, I guess, okay because he can make money off of them, going back to the Terminator series. So here we go. They're bad. Violent video games are bad. Violent movies are fine. But when he becomes, you know, goes back to the acting scene, can make money off of video games, now violent video games are A-OK. So, oh, Schwarzenegger, man, what is up with that? So anyway, I just want to point that out. So big up to you, Jeremy Renner, and I don't know what your deal is, Schwarzenegger. I'm not saying I'll never see another Schwarzenegger film again, but that's I hated to see that. Anyway, so let's go now to our quote of the day. This is from Machiavelli. That is such a hard word, Machiavelli. All right. When you disarm the people, you can mince to offend and show that you distrust them, either through cowardice or lack of confidence, and both of these opinions generate hatred. So there you go. There's our quote of the day. I forgot to, I had a special quote I wanted to do today, but I forgot to get it in time, so maybe next week. So anyway, that's it for this segment. We'll be back in our next segment. I had a chance to sit down with Alex Jones on the Alex Jones radio show. The man himself, the guy, for all you new listeners, this is the guy you've been hearing all about, Alex Jones. I was on his radio show today talking about Glenn Beck and some comments he made. So we'll show you that in the next segment. But once again, if you like what you see here, check out prisonplanet.tv. Go there. We have a lot of great stuff going on. You can get a 15-day free trial as well as many other things. You can check out the movies, the rant section, the special reports. Ah, there he is right there holding that vicious AR-15 that may be a Bushmaster. I don't know if it is or not, shooting your Bill of Rights, even though it came out that the guy most likely left his assault rifle in the car and actually use handguns for the massacre, but they don't want to talk about that. Just like when I was watching the Piers Morgan show last night, they completely skipped over the fact that James Holmes, as well as finding booby traps in his home, they also found a whole lot of prescription drugs. But you can't talk about prescription drugs on CNN. They get too much backing for them. But you've guys heard all these wild accusations. Alex Jones believes in this. Alex Jones believes in that. Alex Jones believes that Oklahoma City was a false flag. Well, there is a little bit of truth to that. So I want all of our new viewers especially to go to, if you have a subscription, go to prisonplan.tv. But if you don't, go to the InfoWars shop where we have this film right there. You see on your screen, A Noble Lie. It talks about the Oklahoma City bombing. And it's going to give you some stuff you've probably never heard of, some things you never will hear on CNN unless somebody like Alex Jones is on there to talk about it. So go there and get some good information. Now, I want people to be aware of this. I'm from the state of Oklahoma, and I don't believe the official story of the Oklahoma City bombing. And I'll just end with this short factoid that you can find right here in A Noble Lie. The official Oklahoma City bombing story says that neither Timothy McVeigh nor Terry Nichols ever entered the Murrah Building. Now, keep that in mind. The governor, the then governor of Oklahoma, Frank Keating, this isn't some conspiracy theory. This isn't a reporter. This isn't some conspiracy theory. This isn't Jakari Jackson. This isn't Alex Jones. The then governor of Oklahoma, Frank Keating, said that bombs were found inside the Murrah Building. I'm not talking about fragments of the original Ryder truck bomb, fully intact, ready-to-use ordnance found inside that building. So let's use our common sense, which they don't like to use on those other networks. If the two people convicted of the crime never entered the building, how did those bombs get there? That's not me saying that. That's the governor, Frank Keating, the then governor of Oklahoma, saying that they're in there. So even if it was somebody operating completely against the other two guys, somebody else got in there and put bombs in there. So there's at least one other person that has not been pursued. And why isn't that coming out? So that's just a little factoid for all these people. They want to talk about Alex Jones believes Oklahoma City is a false flag. They don't want to tell you why. So that's why. That's just one of many reasons you'll find in this. So check it out. It's a good piece. And we'll be right back with this piece I did with Alex Jones.
Northwoods, Gulf of Tonkin,
Gladio,
Kent State,
Ruby Ridge,
Waco,
Oklahoma City,
the World Trade Center,
the Pentagon,
Shanksville,
Hurricane Katrina,
Fast and Furious,
Fast and Furious,
Fast and Furious.
How many more?
How many more?
How many more false flags?
How many more?
How many more government buildings?
How many more innocent people?
How many more?
How many more?
What has been the number one cause of unnatural death in history?
Democide, or death by government, has killed 290 million people on record.
290 million people killed.
Killed.
290 million.
Killed by government.
The government.
The number one killer in history is democide.
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 Death by government.
Look it up.
Go look it up. In the 20th century, government murdered four times as many people as were killed in all the international and domestic wars combined.
USSR. 61,911,000 people killed.
Hitler's Germany, nearly 21 million people killed.
Japan's imperialism, nearly 6 million people killed.
Western colonization killed over 50 million people.
Pol Pot's Cambodia, funded by the U.S. government, 2 million people killed.
China's Communist Party, as many as 76 million people killed between 1949 and 1987.
And the list goes on and on.
So now you know the most dangerous thing to you and your family in the world is government.
Because mass murderers agree, gun control works.
Disarming citizens is democide.
Disarming citizens is democide.
Disarming people is democide.
How many people have died because of Fast and Furious?
No more false flags.
Enough.
Enough.
It's enough.
Now is the time.
It's time.
It's time to realize that when the government takes your guns, people die.
It's time to realize the biggest threat to you and your family is government.
It's time to recognize government is the greatest killer of all time.
It's time.
Demand a plan.
Demand.
Demand a plan.
Demand a plan right now.
As a free human being.
As an American.
As an American.
As an American citizen.
As a patriot.
For your children.
Demand to know why you and your children are forced into gun-free zones while government officials, celebrities, and their children
are protected by armed guards.
Demand they show you the word hunting in the Second Amendment.
Demand to know why the government shipped thousands of guns to Mexican drug cartels.
Demand our government stops blowing up federal buildings.
Demand that our troops stop protecting opium fields in Afghanistan and come home.
Demand the government stop this phony drug war.
Demand to know why the Department of Homeland Security bought more than 1.6 billion hollow point bullets with our money.
Demand our government stop poisoning our food supply with genetically modified organisms.
Demand that President Obama stops killing innocent women and children all around the world with his illegal drone attacks.
Demand an end to these unconstitutional wars.
Demand that the TSA stop groping our genitals at the airport.
Demand that the NSA stop illegally spying on all of us all the time.
Demand that toxic fluoride be removed from the water supply.
Demand our politicians uphold the Constitution and Bill of Rights as they swore to when they took office.
It's time.
It's time for our leaders to act like leaders.
It's time for our leaders to read the Constitution.
It's time for our leaders to obey the Constitution.
The Constitution.
The Constitution.
Because a well-regulated militia with 10-round magazines wouldn't last very long.
Demand an end to citizen disarmament.
Government-sponsored terror.
And democide.
Democide. Death by government.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
We are sick and tired of our tyrannical government taking away our rights.
Stop stealing our rights.
Our rights.
Our rights.
How many more people does government have to kill?
Enough.
Enough.
Enough already.
Enough.
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 Enough of the people laying down and letting government kill them en masse after disarming them as they've done throughout history over and over again. Enough. Enough to laying down and letting these criminals use us up like slaves.
Hightower here with a quick Planet InfoWars update. Good to see you all, Patriots, again. You're still talking on the site, and we're still listening. And I just wanted to give you a quick little intro, I guess. There's a letter to peers. Obviously, as you've all known, it's all across the media. Everyone's talking about Alex's V. Pierce. Somebody wrote a letter to peers, and it goes something like, I was glad to see you maintain the famous Brit civility. That was refreshing. Now, before everybody overreacts, he goes on to say, fact remains, the dictatorship that is being imposed is by no means civil. When countries are taken over by dictators, good people die. So go and finish reading that. I found it really interesting because when I first started reading it, that first sentence kind of made me mad. I think Piers is a British. He ran away from some bad stuff, so he really shouldn't even be here, in my opinion. But then he goes on to just explain, like, hey, Piers, you're taking in a one side. So go and read it. Leave your comments below, and I'll look forward to reading those. And the next two things I just wanted to give you an update about, we have two different missions. Now, all the groups on the site, I'm sure, have their own missions, but we have one for the Dating Freedom Lovers with February 14th coming up. Obviously, we want to make sure you guys find love or maybe have the option at least. So these two people, Eric and Samantha, are doing really well. I've been in touch with them. And what we're going to start doing is if you send us your picture and a quick little bio, now obviously nothing too vulgar, you know, like, come on, keep it decent, but if you send us your picture and a little bio, we're going to feature you in that top section where you just saw their picture. And if we get enough of them, we'll trade them out like every day or even every hour if we have that many. So just send them on in and we'll post those up. That's one mission. You can find that in the Dating Freedom Lovers group. And the second mission I actually am super excited about because, as you know, we have the InfoWars magazine, and we have just been able to get them onto onto Planet InfoWars. And they have their own group. It's called InfoWars Art, and you just type that in the search bar. And the mission is actually a Twitter chat session. So that's going to take place Thursday, January 10th, that'll be tomorrow, from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Time. And all you have to do to participate, just get on Twitter and use the hashtag, which is the pound sign, IWChats, plural. And just add that to whatever you're saying. We're going to be discussing this month's magazine, the January issue of 2013, the year America dies. So get on there, talk about the things that disturb you the most. For me personally, it's the NDAA, indefinite detention of American citizens, anyone that they associate with terrorists, and they haven't even said exactly what a terrorist is. They just kind of leave it vague. So get on there, talk to us. We'll be on there for an hour. It's actually going to be the graphics team, and we're really fortunate. Our featured artist, Anthony Frieda, is actually going to join us in that chat session from his Twitter stream. So if you have questions about any of his art or how he got to do it, get on there, ask. So we hope to see you guys again. Patriots, y'all are talking, and again, we're listening. Thank you for all you're doing.
I really enjoy it when the globalists try to poison us, and, we resist them via a free market system. Hello, my fellow info warriors. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the ProPure family of gravity-fed filters. Now, you know that the globalists are filling our water with radioactive isotopes, fluoride, lead, mercury, arsenic. And one of the few systems that can efficiently and economically remove or reduce down to non-detectable levels these poisons are gravity-fed filters. And ProPure is the top of the line. Their filters are impregnated with silver, a natural antibiotic. On top of that, they're bigger, so they filter faster. You don't have to prime these the first time you use them. It's amazing. Go to InfoWars.com and click on the shopping cart link to see the entire family of these babies. Now, the fluoride they add to our water is so tiny that most filters can't cut it out. But ProPure has their system that will, again, reduce it to non-detectable levels, almost get all of it out of there. That's also available. And if you look at the different systems they offer, the ProPure Big Brush Finish is on a stand, so it's easier on a table or at your restaurant or wherever you have it to go up with a glass or a mug and fill it up. Then there's this big baby right here, the ProPure King Large Version. Got a lot of different options that come with it. Also, they have the ProPure Big, probably one of the best values out there. And, of course, it's burnished stainless steel. And then what I use on my RV, something that's great for your hunting cabin or the back porch, is the ProPure Traveler. Small and portable, but packs a huge punch, cleans out all that garbage. They also have a glass sight spigot, so you don't have to take the top off and look in the bottom area to see how much water. You can see how fast it's filtering with this optional system. The globalists obviously are hitting us through our water. It's time to take control of our lives. It's time to not give our children and families these poisons. And these systems cut it down to non-detectable levels across the board. ProPure is the name. I only promote what I believe in. And I use ProPure in my home and my office. And I recommend that you check out the information on ProPure at InfoWars.com. We already have the lowest price at InfoWars.com on the ProPure gravity filter system. But when you add in the 10% off when InfoWarriors use the product code WATER at InfoWars.com, nobody can top it. So again, it's a win-win-win. Stop drinking the poison water. Checkmate the globalists when it comes to your health, and support InfoWars.com and the work we're doing here. You know, many revolutionaries rob banks and things and kidnap people for funds. We promote in the free market the products we use that are about preparedness. That's how we fund this revolution against the New World Order in our move to restore our constitutional republic and a spirit of 1776 worldwide. Check it out at InfoWars.com. ProPure. top of the line, number one, most powerful and effective and economical gravity-fed water system in the world. ProPure, available, discounted at InfoWars.com. Don't forget product code WATER to save 10%. It's the latest generation, years in development. ProPure is the name.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
And welcome back. Now, in this segment, I had a chance to sit down earlier today on the Alex Jones radio show with the man himself, Alex Jones, and we talked about a variety of things, how he's been portrayed in the media as of late on Piers Morgan and on Glenn Beck. So let's take a look at that clip right now.
Ja'Kari Jackson, we've got this clip that, I mean, tell us your view on this, because we were talking about this morning, and you could, you know, break down the video clip. What's your take on this, and tell us what clip's coming up here.
Well, this is a clip from the Glenn Beck show. I don't normally watch Glenn Beck. The guys here at the office said, hey, check this out. And so I took a look at it, and it's, like I said, I never watched the show, but it's what I expected to see. It's just Alex Jones is bad. He talked about your visit on Piers Morgan, and they said, here's this guy, Alex Jones, going on Piers Morgan. At first, they didn't want to mention you by name. Then one of the guys slipped up and said, Alex Jones, you know, Glenn Beck was referring you to that other guy, that crazy guy, that fascist, that whatever, this guy who shreds the Constitution or something. To
this deceiver.
Yeah. He stands on a mountain of lies and says he's pro-Constitution. Then he says he's, you know, debunked FEMA camps and all these other things, you know. Forgot to put, you know, he.
I mean, we have all the bills. We have all the name of it, Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, Civilian Internment of Facilities, Emergency Internment Facilities, the Executive Orders, the Army Manuals.
Right.
And I sent all that kind of stuff to him during his month-long investigation 3 years ago.
Right. But it's a hit piece. You know, people do what they do. And, you know, he had his guys there with him. They're laughing about, you know, you and how you hang out with Charlie Sheen. One of the guys tried to do an Alex impression and actually, you know, I guess he was saying he wanted to have some type of sexual.
Well, they didn't say it. Well, they've said before that I must have, you know, been doing something with him in the shower, which is obviously I can own him for that, but whatever. And the point is, I knew Charlie Sheen before he went back into drugs. He'd been off drugs for over a decade.
Right.
Really smart guy. And I went out to L.A. quite a bit, you know, to be on TV shows and stuff. And I just, you know, obviously I went out there when he was getting off drugs. He was pretty wild. The right. media was saying he didn't go to the hospital for a hernia. And I had seen him when he'd come back from surgery.
Right.
He'd been out swimming. I said, man, I've seen you know, I've seen your hernia. Mm-hmm. And they go, yeah, in the shower with him, having sex, you know.
Yeah,
they didn't
yeah.
say this yesterday. They said it before. And again, this is the type of bizarreness that goes on from these people. Let's go ahead and play. Did you get it all in there where I'm a fascist and all this?
Oh, yeah. It's about a minute long, but I think I got everything in there that they said.
Okay, let's go ahead and go to that clip right now. Here it is.
Piers Morgan, whose clear agenda is gun control. And what's-his-face, whose clear agenda is the government is out of control, which it is,
Alex Jones is using this so he can be more popular and more people will talk about him.
So now they immediately books the madman.
This is how they want every Tea Partier to seem like that guy, the screaming moron, the fat moron.
I think he's psycho. I don't know what he is, except a conspiracy theorist. You cannot say I'm for the Constitution and declare it standing on a mountain of deceit. That sounds like the ravings of a fascist. I'm not the FEMA camp guy. Wow. This guy's a real danger. Wow.
This is the guy who was convincing 50% of Democrats that George W. Bush was responsible for bringing down the World Trade Center.
And if you don't agree with him, you don't just disagree, you're in on it.
I don't know what
he is a really he's a really spooky guy.
You know, I'm somebody who's been spooked by evil and who's standing up as best I can and just asking God to give me guidance, and I'm in the arena. And Glenn, you were a liberal shock jock guy that had wars with all the other talk show hosts in every city you were in. You've admitted it. Man, I'm not in some war with you, bud. Okay, I want to try to be a friend, but I've watched you. I've been told, man, Glenn Beck tells people that he won't have them on if they ever have you on. And you're told this four or five times, and then you're at Fox, and they go, Glenn Beck's throwing a fit. You can't come on.
Interesting that he, just like Piers Morgan did, it wasn't about the issues. It wasn't about the things you're talking about, like the 1.6 billion bullets. It's that Alex Jones said it. And we didn't have time to put it in that clip, but he says, if you got that story from InfoWars, it must not be true that there's 1.6 billion bullets being bought by the government. And so on. Same thing with Piers Morgan. You know, he has you on the show, and it's not about, you know, gun rights and this and that. It's about being deported, which, you know, that is something you are a part of. But the larger issue is gun rights in this country, and he completely ignores that and just, why do you want to deport me? Why do you want to deport me? And even said it at the beginning of the interview with Piers.
We got a bunch of foreigners telling us what to do. Nobody put up with this.
Right.
Obviously, you're not getting deported. I told him that before the show. I said, nobody's going to deport you. It's to point out you're here telling us what to do, and nobody else would put up with that. Exactly. And then he goes back into it on the show. But my issue is, if you watch the whole clip of them, they are freaked out and upset that I'm in the media.
Right.
And again, this isn't some big breakthrough for us. This is a great time of danger. Mm-hmm. We already had a giant audience when Piers Morgan goes, you have a huge audience. You have too much power. You're dangerous. Glenn Beck says the exact same thing.
Right.
You said George Bush blew this up. When I said government knew about it, government opened the doors for these people. Government's running Al-Qaeda today. I should get an apology from Glenn Beck. But they're trying to get conservatives to hear me and go, well, everything he says must be bad. Because if we get aggressive, we win. Mm-hmm. Notice how the so-called left is always aggressive with us.
Right.
But then we're not supposed to go, hey, man, stop lying and saying you don't want my guns. The bills are introduced, Morgan.
Right. Just when Piers Morgan, he had Larry Pratt on. He was yelling at him, calling him stupid and all this and that. And when he's, you know, when you're there, he's sitting there all calm and collected. Then the next night he's like, oh, I just let Alex Jones make fun of me and yell at me and stuff. And even I had to make a joke about it last night when I did the intro for the Tonight, the nightly news show. And I said, Piers Morgan's master strategy was to sit there while you threw facts at him and say nothing.
Jakari, before we take a few calls here in this segment, the next, any other points you'd like to add?
Well, just, you know, we were watching the Piers Morgan last night, me and some of the guys here at the studio, and I couldn't believe just, you know, the clip you've been playing. This guy says, yeah, we should kill Alex Jones, and they're going to spin and say, oh, we were joking about it. But if you said something like that, it'd be some big story about, oh, look at this evil gun guy. It's just like with the NRA after the Sandy Hook, that people said, hey, go kill the NRA, and that's perfectly fine.
Well, we think the cops were all over us, not so much for intimidation now, but because they were scared. They're like, oh, Alex Jones is coming. You know, what's going to happen? It's just like, come on, man. You guys, I know you think it's tough to be authoritarians. It's bad. It'll destroy the country. Even if you're evil, it will destroy productivity.
Right.
I mean, we've gone down this road. This is bad for the enforcers. I mean, do you guys really want to play dictator?
I think they do. That's exactly what
I mean. It's a nightmare. And I'm thinking, you know, the thing is, I could be a selfish person, shut up, play along, leave the country, whatever, mm-hmm. and survive. My spirit can't let me, Jakari.
Right.
My flesh says, man, don't do this, but my spirit's in control. It's like, you're going to do it.
Right.
You're going all the way. And then to have some sniveling usurper liar say that I am a deceiver makes me angry. You work behind the scenes here. Are we trying to deceive people?
No, we're not trying to deceive people. I mean, I don't know Glenn Beck's agenda. I don't know Pierce Morgan's agenda, but what we do here, what this is real. This is.
That came out 3 weeks before it all started. I said, "This, they're coming for our guns."
Right, and we've been telling people forever that they want your guns, that Obama wants your guns. But, you know, even though he's saying it in debates, in these different forums, people didn't want to believe it. And now it's coming all out. And it's that shift. It was they're not coming for your guns. And now you shouldn't care that they're coming for your guns.
And we're going to kill Alex. But that's nice, too.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine.
And well, I mean, they're always talking about how they want to put us in forced labor camps and stuff.
Right.
Belafonte's like, well, what else can Obama do? Put his detractors in camps? I mean, and then I've got the bills and I've got the orders. And Beck's like, that doesn't exist. Alex is bad. Right. I'm willing to come up here, folks, and tell you what's going on. Have you been on the Army.mil and seen the FEMA camp documents for yourself?
I've seen it.
I mean, they just hope you don't go look it up, folks.
I mean, it's all out there in your face. All you have to do is look for it. I mean, according
they're now announcing gang checkpoints all right. over the country.
We've reported on that.
Where you pull up and they search your car.
Right.
Go and take your shirt off. I want to see if you're a gang member. Got any guns in here?
Right.
That's martial law, boys and girls.
All the while, they can give you a cavity search, you and everybody in your vehicle using the same glove.
Yeah. Again, a cavity search is obviously illegal.
Right.
Unless it's an emergency. Now, we're going to do it all. And they're just like, and the DPS is like, yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about see what we can get away with.
People just won't stand up to it. Because they believe.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, because they believe these other guys that even though you're physically being assaulted, that doesn't exist. The FEMA camp doesn't exist. The cavity checks, roadside don't exist because we say it doesn't exist.
Now the NSA is like, yeah, we're listening to all of you that warrants. Shut up.
Right.
You're a kook because you don't like it. Right. I thought I was a kook because I said it was going on.
Yeah.
See, we're not good guys now that we're right. We're even worse, Jakar.
So there you go, the man himself, Alex Jones. And if you want to find out more about what he believes and not what they want to tell you he believes, check out InfoWars.com. Well, that will do it for this edition of the InfoWars Nightly News. I definitely want to thank all of our new subscribers, our new viewers, but not to forget the people that have been with us the whole time. So thank you, too. And I'm Jakari Jackson, and we'll see you tomorrow night.